This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the delightful star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elena, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am doing excellent. Still better than Newt Gingrich, who is losing more and more campaign staffers. I'm not sure how many he's got left.
And another Tiffany's bill I heard about.
Yeah, wow.
Wow, dripping in diamonds, huh? The only scandal will be if we find out they're really for him and he's actually wearing them in the evening at home alone.
Oh, gosh. I guess that could make the story even more bizarre. But, you know, right before they announced the candidacy, do you think that when they outlined exactly how the campaign would go and how it would be successful, how much of this do you think was on the outline?
I don't know. The politicians try to spin these things, but I'd like to see them try to spin this one.
Oh, my goodness. But, you know.
So, and then Sarah Palin still hasn't decided or announced or whatever. What are you thinking these days?
A lot of drama. I still think she's probably not. I think she can make a whole lot more money selling books and giving speeches than she can probably in terms of having a chance to win. So my guess is she probably won't. But we'll see. You never know. A lot of people want her to run, and a lot of people don't. So we'll see what she
keeps
ends up
our attention, here. And the press kind of needs her, don't you think? They're running around.
Exactly. The bus tour, which was just a family vacation, the press kept chasing her around like there was going to be some massive announcement, which she never gave any indication that there was going to be. So they were frustrated that there was no news on an event that was never billed as a news-making event. So.
And now she's back in Alaska, and... I guess we've got a little summary of her bus tour today.
Exactly. With what I understand is a focal point on what some believe is a gaffe and what she would say is an accurate portrayal of American history. Here we go.
And now the hottest governor ever to run the coldest state, Sarah Palin.
People of the great state of Washington, D.C. Hello! I am Sarah Palin, and I am so excited to be here tonight to talk right at you. You've probably been wondering what I've been doing. I've been on the road traveling the nation on my one bus worldwide tour, okay? And I've been learning a lot of fantastic facts all about this great country. And I wrote a little poem about it, if you would like to hear it. Who wants to hear my poem? Yeah. Yay! Thank you. Just listen, my children. And you'll be surprised at the midnight ride of Paul Revised. On the 18th of April in 75, he jumped on his horse because he couldn't drive. He said to his friend, if they march tonight, you'll climb up the North Church Tower and flip the switch for the light. One if by land, two if by sea, and if they bomb Pearl Harbor, better make it three. Now, Paul rode all night till his buns were sore. Told the British they won't take our guns no more. He rode through towns telling husband and spouse, the British are coming. I can see England from my house. He warned King George, if we got the chance, we'd kick his butt all the way back to France. He called Huck Finn and he called Tom Sawyer. He even called Andrew Jackson and his sister Latoya. So you see that Sarah Palin, she knows her history. And the reason I'm attacked, it's a mystery. Next time somebody will get sued for libel, because I know my U.S. history. I read it in the Bible. Thank you, America. Thank you so much.
Oh, Elena.
That's now the official Wikipedia page, by the way, about that event.
Well, there you go. I guess
we posted it right there.
There's still a few facts that are essentially right in there, so that's not too bad, I guess. What else are you guys looking at these days?
Oh, I don't know. We're trying to figure out who's in, who's out of the race. We're trying to write a Polenti song, but we keep falling asleep while we're writing it, so we're not sure.
Wow.
We're just keeping an eye on it and hoping they all just all trip up.
Were you mesmerized by the John Huntsman announcement this week?
Oh, yeah, that too. Gosh.
I can tell you're all a Twitter about that one.
Yes, Twitter. Maybe he'll start Twittering. All right.
Oh, geez. The last thing we need is more politicians doing Twitter. If we learned enough about that the last few weeks, well, I'll tell
you. Who was it who said Rick Perry said he was on the tweeter? That's what he said. He said, I follow the tweeter. So I guess he's got to work a little bit on his internet skills.
Oh, yeah, that'll win over the techie crowd there. That'll convince them. Elena, good stuff as always. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, where you can get a copy of their new CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.